Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
I'm really well, and you?
I'm doing well. Just trying to get things done in my garden, which is, as you know, it's never ending.
You know, we did something a little different this year. Our son suggested, he said, hey, Dad, let's get some plastic. And we've done this before. We use black plastic and it keeps the weeds down. But the black plastic absorbs so much heat, it's rough on the plants. So what we did was we put clear plastic down and we cut small X's. Oh, every several feet, yeah, for tomato plants, pepper plants. And then we put straw on top of the plastic, completely covering the plastic. And all we do is water through the X cuts in the plastic. And we have to water very seldom compared to what we used to. And there are no weeds, not one. And it really, really worked well. Have you ever done that?
No, that's a great idea. I have used the black plastic, and I've also used, I had scraps of that, like the weed barrier. It's like a cloth. I've used that, and I've used some, my husband cuts the hangers or the wire, and you can use them as like the, I don't know what you call it, where you know, you anchor it down into the soil. It looks like an upside down U. But now that you mentioned the plastic, we had a greenhouse about 10 miles from us. They were giving away the rolls of the heavy-duty plastic, and it was so heavy, I couldn't cut it, but I had a small pair of scissors. I mean, I couldn't lift it, so I had a small pair of scissors in my car, so I cut a pretty good chunk off, but it's the heavy-duty plastic I'm sure they use in the greenhouse. So I'm going to do that next year. I rolled up a big swatch of it, but they were giving away at the end. They're a wholesale place, and they gave away wagon loads of different flowers, but they also gave away, oh, probably hundreds of tomato plants, and some of them were really nice. They were the bush type that you could put in containers, so people were gathering them up, and I got more tomatoes, and I did get some flowers, and I gave them to my neighbors. I not put in as many, but the plastic is a great idea, and I think that just the weeding is just—it's nonstop. If you can't keep it out, you're just out there all the time.
Right. So for the tomatoes and the peppers, we have probably an inch thick of straw. And the straw around here is about $6 a bale. It looks like a hay bale. And there are no weeds in it. There's no seeds in it. And it works really, really well. And the plan is that it protects the plastic from the ultraviolet light. It protects the soil from getting too hot. And when we're done with this season's growing in the garden, we're going to reuse the plastic. And we're going to rototill the straw into the soil, you know, to make humus. And I think it's going to be a great, great solution. But the cost for the six bales of straw was $6 times six is $36. So it's an extra cost. And that's because we didn't have mulch. If we had mulch that we could have used, we would have used it. But the problem is, a lot of the mulch we have around here comes from walnut trees, and there's a toxin in the walnut trees that prevents garden plants from growing at all. It poisons them, and they just don't grow. So we didn't want to take a chance and use some of the mulch that we had, so we bought straw. And it's a great solution so far. Absolutely perfect. No weeds. I mean, zero weeds. It took a little longer to put the plastic down, but we used clear plastic with straw rather than black plastic. And we use the landscaping fabric that lets water through, but we don't think it's as good as the clear plastic based on our experience so far, because the landscaping fabric, while it lets the water through from, you know, the rain, it also lets the evaporation happen, which dries out the soil, whereas the clear plastic with the mulch really retains the moisture, so the plants don't get the super saturation and then the dry soil and then the wet soil, and, you know, really messes up the tomatoes. So I think it's going to be the close to the ideal solution, except for having a greenhouse, which would be even better, right? So those are my thoughts, Kathy.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. The only question I have, Vince, is how do you keep the straw from blowing away?
Well, I don't know, because it hasn't blown away yet. It's just lying there. I thought it'd be a problem. I thought, you know, the straw would be distributed all over the farm. No, it's all right there. Now, we have, we use cattle panels around our garden. So they're like four inch by 6 inch squares of like a heavy wire. And they used to be $11 I think they're about 16 feet long. And now they're about $20, $21 for a cattle panel. And we have them attached to the green posts. So we have concrete blocks, the 12-inch thick concrete blocks, the kind that they use to build a Walmart wall, you know, for a Walmart store. That's the style of them. They're called split face. We got them not used, but an overrun, if you will. So that's the blocks that we have around our raised bed garden. And then we have these green barbed wire-type fence posts pounded into the soil, and then we have the cattle panels that wired to the green fence posts, and it really, really works very, very well. So it's relatively inexpensive, it's relatively permanent, and it's durable. And so I think it's a good value. Now, of course, a chicken can just, you know, walk right through these cattle panel holes, the 4x6s. So what I did was I wove a piece of just common, probably 16-gauge, 18-gauge fence wire through the first few holes closest to the ground so that the chickens realize that they can't get through, because I actually, you know, reduced the size of the opening by half by running wire horizontally through all these cattle panel holes. It works great. It really does. So those are just a couple quick thoughts.
Being that we're talking about gardening, you know, half the battle, in my opinion, is the garden soil. And like with you rototilling the straw in or putting any kind of organic matter, that really helps to help your soil every year. And one of the things that I did at one house, I wasn't able to have a compost bin because it was a short-term thing, but I did have a garden. And for somebody that doesn't have one, or even this time of year, it's real easy. What I did was I took like one of those flags with the orange flag onto the stake, little stake with the orange flag, or just a regular piece of conduit or a stake, and I would mark it in a place in my garden where I wasn't going to plant anything right then. And I have a big stainless steel pot in under my sink, and I put all my compost material in there, and I dig a hole, and I would dig it deep enough so that you could bury it and put some more dirt on top. And then every time I would do that, which is about once a week, maybe more often, and I would maybe mix in some leaves or something, but it's not necessary. And then I would move the stake to the next area so that that area has a chance to break down, and you're putting your compost in there rather than throwing it in the garbage for somebody that doesn't have a big compost bin. And what I did one year was we rototilled up another part of our garden, and my compost, I had a bunch of compost in there, and my husband rototilled it for me, and I was amazed at all the seeds that came up. I had tomatoes and melons and zucchini, and I mean, any kind of melon or squash you could think of. There was all kinds of, I had cilantro come up because I had composted all of it. So if you were ever in a situation where you couldn't get seeds, you could just save your compost and then mix it in next year on a bare part of your garden, and you'd be amazed at what would come up. But it's just something I wanted to mention because, you know, who knows what we're going to be able to get the availability in the future. So that was something that with the compost, it's an easy thing if you don't have a place for a compost, or maybe you live in a area where they don't let you have them. You can just take the bucket and dig a hole yourself. One lady, she dug a hole, and it was a couple feet deep, and it was long. It was behind her barn, and she put a big piece of plywood over it so nobody would fall in it. And she would throw all of her compost in there, because she would just throw dirt on it occasionally. But she said it broke down really well. So that's just a couple ideas that somebody wanted to try to compost.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned, you didn't know if you'd be able to get certain items, in the future, and that's absolutely correct. When we were amending our garden for this year, we bought peat moss, and we found that the best price, the best value for peat moss was at Menards. And I think we paid around $7 for 2.2 cubic feet. So it was a compressed bag. 2.2 cubic feet, and it was about $7. And I just checked the price. It's now $9.96. So, and it's out of stock. So you can't get it. The price has gone up easily 20 to 30%, and it's unavailable. So what I guess the lesson here is that if you need it and if you can afford it, you probably ought to get it while you still can. And we're finding a lot of things are harder to get. Kathy, I was reading my email, and I saw an email that you sent me with a picture from a big box store. Do you want to talk about that? Mention what that really is all
sure.
about?
Well, I went to Costco last week. They did happen to have Charmin on sale, which I was surprised. It was a limit one, but they had, I think, $5 or $6 off. And the Charmin that they have is bigger, and it's longer, and there's more sheets on it. It's made specifically for Costco. So it's a pretty good value. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to buy one because I'm here. And I happened to look up, and I sent a picture to Vince that the bottom shelves, what a big box store looks where they, up above, they take a forklift and they store all the goods. The only thing that was stocked on the majority of them was the bottom shelf. And this is exactly what I think I talked to you, Vince, last October or whenever whatever month it was where everything we couldn't get things. It looked like the same. Now, I don't know if it was just a glitch. I haven't been back since, but there wasn't anything. I mean, and sometimes what they do is they'll put things that aren't related to food. They might put like towels up there or motor oil, but there wasn't anything up above. So I hear the music then, so I guess we can talk about the rest of that when we get back.
So very quickly, what I believe you're saying is that half of the shelves, the upper half, were empty. I believe that's what you're saying. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, and we're talking about saving money, domestic engineering, and so forth. And Kathy, I believe what you were saying is that at Costco, it's a warehouse with very heavy duty shelving, and they use pallets of products, so pallets of toilet paper, pallets of wine, pallets of motor oil, pallets of coffee, etc. And the extra storage is on the upper level of these shelving, heavy-duty shelving racks, pallet racks is what they're called. And the customers select from the lower shelving where they can reach the products. And I believe what you're saying is that the upper level, which would be the the other 50% of the stock that the warehouse would have, was empty. Is that correct?
Well, Vince, they had three different levels. So the only thing that was on most of them, the only thing that was full was the bottom third. So it was two-thirds was empty. And even those on the bottom, they weren't all necessarily filled up. Some of them were pretty bare. They were down to maybe like half of what they normally are. Now, like I said, I don't know if that was just a fluke where they just hadn't put things on the shelf yet, but that it caught my eye because the first time I saw it, it really struck me because I'd never seen it before. But I even noticed it a little bit at Sam's. And Sam's actually, I normally try to get their big bags, like 12-pound bags of pinto beans there. I think it's around $7.50 for that, which is a fairly good price on their beans. But they had limit two on their chicken. So I don't know if the meat now is getting in short supply again. I don't know if you're aware of there's any problem since, but I happened to walk by and noticed that they had limit two on the chicken again.
Kind of an email from Alan, one of our instructors. He was on Doomsday Preppers on the television series. And he sent an email out saying, hey, you know, what's up? I'm paraphrasing, of course. Sam's Club doesn't have chicken, fresh chicken. So, yeah, and that's in Missouri. You're in Ohio, so evidently there is something to it. So I have a friend who has a daughter who works for one of the big chicken houses, real big chicken house. I mean, one of those brand names that y'all would recognize. And I asked him a couple days ago, what's up with chicken? And he said, people don't want to go back to work. So they're having trouble getting people to show up at these processing plants to process, you know, the live chicken into what is sold in these plastic trays as fresh chicken. So that is one reason. I got that. That's inside information class. Kathy, what else do you have on today's list to discuss?
Vince, I wanted to ask you, I know you had a lot of problems with your equipment overheating, and I just feel like for anybody that has the same problem as you, I would like to ask you, like, what do you think it was? How did you fix it? How could you prevent it? Or really what the problem was, and I wonder if you could just explain that. I think that might help other mechanics that have to work on it, because I know it was a huge problem for you. And if we have time, Vince, I had a couple other things. Seeing that it's early in the season yet, we always clean our air conditioner and clean all the cooling fins out. And I wonder if you could talk about that and maybe basic maintenance for that, because if you don't take care of that, that's a huge expense. And there's a couple minor things if we can get to it, but I guess I wanted your thoughts on your problems with your overheating.
Okay. So we cut and we ted, which means take the grass that we just cut for hay and throw it up in the air with a machine. And when it comes down in a random pattern. And then it dries a little faster. Then we rake it into these windrows that can be really, really long. And then we follow the rake hay with a baler. So our son drives a Deutsch tractor. It's an air-cooled, turbocharged, four-cylinder diesel. It's about 100 horsepower. Mrs. Finelli has a 40-horsepower International Harvester tractor, and she does the tedding and she does the raking. And I do the baling with about 100-horsepower, six-cylinder, inline, non-turbocharged diesel John Deere tractor. And what we found out was two of the tractors we were using simultaneously, the one to cut hay, the Deutz, and the John Deere, both overheated at the same time. And I'll tell you what happened and why it happened.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Japanese government is implementing a lot of COVID-19 rules to athletes participating in next month's Olympic Games. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The opening of the Tokyo Olympics is just a month away, and some are questioning some of the COVID rules that the athletes will have to compete under. They include an alcohol ban in the Olympic Village, having athletes download several apps that will track their whereabouts, and the possibility of being fined or removed from the games for violating the rules. But Olympic legend Michael Johnson says none of that will matter when the competition starts. The four-time gold medal-winning sprinter tells CNBC that once the athletes get to Tokyo, they'll get on with the business of competing.
They're going to stay focused on the prize. I mean, these athletes have been training for, you know, most of their adult life for this. They've been delayed by a year. They've had the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field to play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
The first full moon of the summer is set to rise in the eastern sky Wednesday through Friday evenings, and it will appear a little plumper and brighter than normal. The June strawberry moon is marginally considered a supermoon, according to NASA. Luna can appear up to 30% brighter and 14% bigger than normal full moons. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to tell you the rest of the story about the overheating problems that we had, the reason that, class, that this is important to all of you is because at some level you're going to experience this summer. I have been telling the class that the sun's rays are stronger than I've ever seen in my life. And I've been able to measure the strength as being stronger with our solar system. We are generating record amounts of solar electricity, record amounts. Typically over the years, last 5 years, we would generate about 30 kilowatts a day in this kind of weather. Now we're generating, 45. So it's significantly more photons, more solar rays, and it's causing overheating problems. So when we bale hay, and cut hay and rake hay, and Ted Hay. We're out there in the fields, and it's hot, and the sun's rays are beating down on us and the equipment. So it was 94 degrees out, and we were overheating our transmission fluid in our tractors. And what that means was the transmission fluid was literally boiling. It got so hot, it was boiling in the transmission. Now, there is no gauge on any tractor I've ever seen that says, here is what the temperature of your transmission fluid is. I've never seen that. I'm going to put one on our tractors. But so what happened was, turning the steering wheel, the steering system is hydraulically operated, just like a car or a pickup truck. And as you turn the steering wheel, you force fluid through narrow orifices. And there's friction, internal friction of the fluid, and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And when it's hot outside, there's less air, cool air, to reduce the temperature of the power steering fluid or the transmission fluid or the engine oil, for example. So what happened is it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter, the fluid was, and ultimately it boiled over in two tractors, two completely different tractors on the same day. Now, what we do is, you know, one person will be cutting hay, and another person will be raking hay, and another person will be baling hay, okay, based on when the hay was cut, you know, one first day number one, day number two, day number three, etc. Bottom line is the outside temperature and the rays of the sun cause the transmission fluid to overheat. Now, there is no cooling system for the transmission fluid on the tractors that we're talking about. So this is something that has never happened before, and it happened because the sun's rays were stronger than we've experienced before. So what did we do? Well, literally, we just stopped. We had to wait till it cooled down, and the next day we started again earlier, you know, before the sun was higher in the sky, and we continued our operation at a cooler ambient temperature. Now, what can you do to prevent this? Now, we've done all these things prior to baling hay. And, you know, this season we cleaned out all the radiators. Now, here's how this works. What we do is we take engine degreaser. Now, this can apply to your car or truck. And if you raise your hood, you'll see all kinds of bugs and debris in your radiator or your condensing coil unit, which is in front of the radiator, which is your air conditioning coils. Okay? You'll see all kinds of bugs in there. And what we do is we spray engine degreaser. You can buy it at AutoZone. AutoZone's house brand is way better than Walmart's house brand. Way better. It looks like the same stuff, but it's not. And so you're going to want to wear a mask so you don't breathe this stuff and wear eye protection. And we spray it on the radiator of the vehicle. They don't want to do this when the engine's hot. Okay? So we spray it on the radiator. We spray it on the condenser for the air conditioning system, and then we wait about 15 minutes. Then we follow that by spraying it down with a hose, a garden hose. And you don't want to spray it so with such force that you dent the fins on the coils, but you want to force all of those bugs and pieces of debris out of the fins. And by doing that, you'll increase the ability for your air conditioning system to exchange the heat. Your air conditioning system will be more efficient, and your engine can run cooler. And I recommend that you do that, okay? So maybe go to YouTube or some internet source and see how to do it and, you know, watch a bunch of videos and use your judgment. But what we do is we try to blast those bugs that have clogged the radiators, you know, dead flies and, you know, bugs out of the fins so that we increase the airflow. And what you want to do is have the water go in the opposite direction that the air normally goes. So air normally comes from the front grill of the car through these fins and then out through the fan, you know, toward the engine. So we push the water the other way from the fan side out the front grill whenever we can, so push the bugs out the way they came in. And it works great. So what happened was we didn't overheat our engine. We overheated the transmission fluid because there was no cooling system for the transmission fluid. So here's what I think this all means. I think something happened with the sun. It's hotter. I think something happened with the engine oil, the transmission fluid, and they volatilize faster. And I have a feeling that you're going to notice that your riding lawnmower, your push lawnmower, your walk behind lawnmower, your pickup truck, your car, your tractor, all of these things that use engine oils, for lubrication, you're going to find that the engine oil disappears. It literally volatilizes and turns to vapor and gets consumed by the combustion process. Okay, so the oil just disappears faster than ever before. So my recommendation is stay on top of it. Check your engine oil often, way more often than you think you should. And I have a feeling you're going to say, wow, it disappeared. You know, we have less engine oil than we would normally have with this amount of miles. Also, we are changing our engine oil at the most 5,000 miles for fully synthetic engine oil, 3,000 miles for conventional oil. Now, with a conventional oil change, we might let the oil filter go for the full 3,000 miles. But for a synthetic oil change, we will change the oil filter halfway through. So 2,500 miles, 3,000 miles, we'll change the oil filter only. And so we'll have two oil filters being used for 5,000 miles of fully synthetic engine oil. The other thing is you're going to find out that these push lawnmowers, these rotary lawnmowers, are going to fail faster if you don't use the proper oil. Now, what I use, and I'm not going to tell you to use this because the engine manufacturers have different recommendations, but what we use in all of our air-cooled engine equipment is, that's four-cycle, we use diesel engine oil, 15W40, and we no longer use any non-brand name. So, for example, Walmart's house brand, we don't use that anymore because they were involved in the class action suit with Citgo in the tractor hydraulic fluid. The SuperTech brand was found to be defective. So if Walmart isn't paying attention with tractor hydraulic fluid, I don't know if I can trust them to pay attention to any other of their house brand oils. So we don't use any SuperTech oils at all. Only name brands now. So that would be Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C, D-Lo, Rotella. Those are the big ones for diesel engine oil. Kathy, did that sort of answer your question?
The evidence, I think that because you had such a problem with it, I'm not a mechanic. You know, my husband is, but I just feel like any of the people out there that would have a problem, maybe they can stay on top of it before they have the problem that you ran into.
Yeah, here's an interesting thing. I was talking to a gal. They got a new lawnmower. And I said to them, you know, you need to check the engine oil every single time you use it. Because with the heat that we're experiencing, the engine oil is the transfer agent for the heat of the engine to be removed through the fins on the engine block. You know, the cylinder fins, the head fins, etc. And the air blows over that to cool the engine. Well, I said, and when you use this lawnmower, it's one of these walk behind self-propelled. When you use this, don't push down on the handle to raise up the front wheels on the lawnmower to do a U-turn. And the reason for that is if you raise the lawnmower so it's not level, the engine lubrication system cannot continue to lubricate the engine. So the engine will seize. It will fail. The bearings in the connecting rod and the crankshaft will wear very, very quickly. I mean in seconds. So make sure you have the right amount of oil, not too much, not too little. Have it exactly right. And there's a dipstick or there's a way to check every one of these engines. And you can look it up on the internet. You can look it up in the manual. And so I did that, and she said, yep, yep. And I said, I use only diesel engine oil, 15W40, in these kinds of mowers. Yep. Well, something happened, and this thing started knocking and the engine's destroyed. And it probably took, I don't know, a few minutes for all that to happen. So a good working lawnmower turned into a piece of junk because I believe that somebody pushed down on the handle and it didn't get lubrication in the hot weather and it overheated instantly. I mean, instantly, within seconds. And the lawnmower is now worthless. So what you don't want to do is you don't want to use a rotary lawnmower on an incline, you know, where you have uphills and downhills. The only lawnmower I can think of to use on one of those that's a walk-behind type lawnmower would be a Lawn Boy 2-cycle. two-cycle engine because they can run on all kinds of angles because there is no oil sump. There is no oil pan that is the reservoir for the oil that lubricates the engine. Okay, the oil is mixed with the gasoline, and that oil-gas mixture is what lubricates the engine. So you can run a lawn boy type lawnmower. You can mow ditches with it, and it'll last years and years and years because it is not dependent on the engine being level in order for the engine to be lubricated. So what that means is if you have a neighbor that has a hill and he wants to mow his hill and he doesn't have a lawnmower for it and he wants to use yours, absolutely, positively, don't let him do it. Don't let some young person mow your lawn and not understand that the engine has to be level. Because that's what happened. A young person used this lawnmower, pushed down on the handle, and the engine ran without lubrication, and boom, the engine blew. So that's just another thought. So you've got to check the engine oil a lot, whether it be in your pickup truck, your car, your lawnmower, your rototiller, every single piece of equipment, you have to check the engine oil often, with every single use. Kathy?
Vince, you talked about the lawnmower. My son got a house last year, and he went to cut the grass, and something happened with the push mower that he had. And he called my husband, and he said something. He goes, my husband said, you didn't turn that over, did you? He goes, oh, yeah, I turned it over to check it. And he goes, well, wait a minute. I got to come over. He goes, don't turn it on. So he did. He had no idea that he wasn't supposed to do that, or he forgot. So I'm sure he would have ruined his mower if he would have turned it back over and tried to start it.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got another little piece of information I'd like to share with the class about lawnmower blades, and it'll take probably about 2 or 3 minutes, and this is really important as well. So if you have one of those little riding lawnmowers that has two blades and like a 42-inch, let me tell you how that works, how it used to work, how it works now, and what is going wrong with the lawnmower blades. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and Arjun has called in from West Virginia. Welcome, Arjun.
Thank you, Vince. I was wondering that actually I cannot afford like new fridge, and I actually need like a fridge. And I had like a cookware thing like with oven, but actually, you know, like I was not even using it, and I just found that in the house and it just blew up. So I just turned it off, and I think like I'm not going to turn it on because the smoke was coming out of it. Then I need like a washer and a dryer. But, like, washer and dryer are optional because I can just go to the laundromat and do my laundry and things like that. But, like, I'm wondering if you, if someone cannot afford, like, the, new appliances, like fridge and this cooking thing, what would be the best option, like, where you can get, like, the second-hand appliances?
Okay, so... I understand from, and I don't use Facebook, but there's Facebook Marketplace, and there are all kinds of people selling their used goods on Facebook Marketplace. I would say that might be an option, but I don't have Facebook, so I don't use that. Craigslist I do use, and I have bought used appliances on Craigslist. For example, I bought freezers, chest freezers, and vertical freezers on Craigslist, and I only will work with someone if I can talk to them on the phone. If they say I have to use texting, I don't do it. I'm not interested. If I can't talk to the person, I can't gauge whether I want to deal with that person or not. I can't tell by the intonation of their voice. I can't tell by the lexicon they use. I can't ask them questions that, you know, one question after the next. So I'm only interested in dealing with someone on the phone with, you know, Craigslist, for example. And so in terms of appliance brands, the number one safest bet on all appliances, whether it be a washing machine, a dishwasher, a dryer, a refrigerator, or a freezer is one that's made by Whirlpool. Now, some of the Kenmore appliances, which are excellent, some of them, are made by Whirlpool. Some are not made by Whirlpool. Whirlpool agitator washers are the best in the business. And they have names like Maytag. You know, Whirlpool makes them. It's a corporation that makes a lot of different brand names, and they sell under different brand names. So Maytag is great, but that's a Whirlpool, drive mechanism on the washing machine. So Whirlpool, I think, is the best. General Electric is substandard, in my opinion. But you can buy older washing machines, older refrigerators that still work. But check the gaskets on the refrigerators to make sure that you don't have to buy a new door gasket, because that can cost you $100 or more. But the older appliances, if they're not rusty, they're not banged up, and they're well taken care of, I think are a great way to go. Does that sort of answer your question?
Absolutely awesome. And I also just want to comment, like yesterday, I heard this, but like, you are actually right about the gays, lesbian, LGBTQ community, if I can say that. See, the thing is that like, when I came to this country, I didn't even know what actually gay is. You know, like I didn't even had a concept in my mind what actually gay people actually do. So I mean, like, and you know, like, what happened, like, in my previous jobs, the two jobs, like, these gay guys, they actually play a lot of politics. They will act very, very friendly initially, but they actually have, like, a lot of hatred inside them. And that's the common thing that I see with all the gays. Like, I've worked with like a lot of gays, like in New York, there are lots of gays there. So, I mean, like in every company that you work there, you will find like a gay in your group. So always, you know, like there will be someone. You get out on the station, you will see some men kissing other men. So that's very common. So, I mean, like what I'm trying to say is that like in two jobs, they just got me out of the job. Like, and my experience is, they have actually a lot of hatred inside them. And that's why, you know, like, but they will act very, 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 very lightly, very friendly initially. But like, you can feel the hatred once you start working with them and things like that.
Okay, so, you know, the bottom line is there's right and there's wrong. And we're going to stay on the side of right all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your call, Arjun. I really do.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And thank you so much. And let me know when you want to come on and talk about your purchase, your transition, your move from an apartment to buying your own home, a fixer-upper that needed a lot of work. And when I say a lot of work, I mean a lot of work. And it was quite an undertaking. So let me know when you want to come on the air, and we'll spend an hour talking about that, if you would like to. Arjun, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, Kathy and I will be right back. Seconds here. And I wanted to tell you that I use this pink dishwashing detergent. It's a liquid. And you can use that, dilute that, put it in a spray bottle, spray that on your radiator. You know, wet your radiator with a garden hose first, and then spray that on, and then let it set for a few minutes, and then rinse it off. And that's a great way to clean your radiator. But make sure you don't spray the alternator.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.